We're doing brachot. We're up to Chafalef Amud Bet, the middle of the page, the two dots. We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Mam Vechlif Neimanachem. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha before and after the Kriya Shema of the morning and the night, and the food that you eat before and after the food. The Gemara asks, Lemeimat Kasvar Yehuda Bal Keri Mutav Debrei Torah. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a Bal Keri is permitted to learn Torah? Rabbi Shua ben Levi quoted us a source for this institution of Ezra. It says, teach your children, and then it says, just like the day you stood at Sinai. And we derive that the Torah tells you, teach Torah, and then the Torah says, just like when you stood at Sinai. Just like at Sinai, people who were Baal Keri were prohibited from Torah, that's why they had to separate from their wives for 3 days prior to the revelation, Afkan Balikar Nasurin. By the same token, when it says learn Torah, teach Torah, it also means that a person who's Tamei Keri should not learn Torah. So that's the basis for Ezra's Takana. So would Rabbi Yehuda disagree with that? It seems to be two psukim that are adjacent in the book of Devarim. V'chitem Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim. You might tell me, well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darish in smuchim. It's a machlokas. When you have two psukim adjacent to one another, do you learn that drasha or not? If you have two concepts in one pasuk, that's called a hekish. So then everyone learns it. If you have a pasuk that sometimes says this like that, so then hekish ha-katuv. The pasuk told you this is similar to another pasuk. So then everyone agrees you learn that. But when you just have two psukim adjacent to one another, it's in two separate psukim, so then there's a machlokas, do you darsh in that or not? So you might tell me Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darsh in smuchim, v'amar Rabbi Yosef afilu man lo darsh smuchim, chol Torah mushne Torah darish. Rabbi Yosef said, the book of Dvarim is different. It's different in many ways. One of the differences in the book of Dvarim is that even if you don't darsh in smuchim anywhere else, you do darsh in smuchim in the book of Dvarim. So, Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim chol Torah kula. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darish in smuchim elsewhere in the Torah. Uv-mishneh Torah darish. And in Mishneh Torah, he does darish. So our question is, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that drasha? It seems to say that a Baal Keri should not learn Torah. Uv-chol Torah kula menalan lo darish. How do you know that he doesn't darish in smuchim anywhere else in the Torah? Titanya. I'll show you. It says in the Braisa, Ben Azai Omer, Nemam chashva lo tachiev, Nemam koshchem, Nemam yumat. It says, don't let a witch live, and if someone sleeps with an animal, he gets a death penalty of skila. So it doesn't tell you what death penalty a witch gets. So Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, why are the two adjacent? Really, there's no connection between them. They're adjacent to tell you, just like if he sleeps with an animal, obviously with the warnings and everything else, he gets skila. The same thing is true with the mechashefa. Amal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Shimon ben Azai, just because these two psukim are adjacent, all of the parshas mishpatim has laws that are adjacent. That's not a reason to give this woman this stoning. Ela, I can derive it from somewhere else. We know that there's a general prohibition, don't do sorcery. Then the Torah spells out certain specifics. Ov, raising the dead, Yidoni, verifying through other ways, finding out the future. So the Torah specifies about Ov and Yidoni that they get the death penalty of stoning. The Lama Yatsu, why were these two specified? That they, why did the Torah single them out? To tell you that just like these two get stoning, so too mechashefa get stoning. To tell you all types of sorcery get stoning. I don't know it from smuchim. I know it from the rule that if I have a generalization, and then the Torah tells me halacha regarding one of the specifics within that set, the Torah tells me these two types of sorcery get stoning. So I understand. The other types of sorcery, it says, will get the death penalty, and it doesn't tell me which type. So I infer, if these two get this type of death penalty, the other ones do as well. How do you know that in the book of Dvarim, in the book of Mishneh Torah, Rabbi Yehuda does darshan smuchim detanya? Rabbi Lez omer, nosa adam anusat adim aviv umfutat aviv anusat no umfutat mino. Rabbi Lezer says, although one is prohibited from marrying his father's wife, but what happens if his father raped or seduced a woman? And she's not his wife, or his son raped or seduced a woman, she's not his wife. Rabbi Lezer says he may marry that woman if they so choose, because that's not prohibited in the prohibition of marrying a father's wife or a son's wife. She's not his wife. Rabbi Yehuda osor banusat aviv umfutat aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The woman that his father raped or seduced, she's prohibited on him. The logic behind Rav Yehuda is, it says he shouldn't marry his father's wife, he shouldn't reveal the garment of his father. It means any garment that his father revealed, meaning any woman his father was intimate with, is prohibited on him, even if it wasn't in the form of marriage. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda says, from that I learn that lo yikach ish et esh aviv encompasses this type of woman. Umimayd banusat aviv k'tiv, who told you that encompasses even a woman that his father took forcibly? Desamichle, because right adjacent to it, the Torah says, v'natan ha'isha shochevima. Right at the pasuk adjacent to it, discusses rape. The punishment for rape. Then it says, and he shouldn't marry his father's wife or any woman his father was intimately with. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, even though ordinarily he doesn't darshan smuchim, in this case, because the two psukim are adjacent, he says, it's coming to teach you that even a woman that his father took forcibly is prohibited on him. Amri, so you see, what's our question? If Rabbi Yehuda learns smuchim in Mishneh Torah, so then how come he permits a Baal Keri to learn Torah or to say the blessings on Shema and on food? The whole concept of prohibiting a Baal Keri is from smuchim. If he darshan smuchim, it says, one pasuk says, teach your children Torah. The next pasuk says, just like at Sinai. Just like at Sinai, you were pure, no one was a Baal Keri. So too, when you learn Torah, you have to be pure. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? And says the Gemara, Amrei, the students answered, in b'mishne Torah darish, v'ani smuchim b'ba'ileli, hidach Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. True, in Sefer Dvarim does darshan smuchim, but this smuchim he uses for a different drasha, which we'll learn tomorrow.